Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
One of the special baseball days on the summer calendar. It is Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there as we welcome you into downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina for Peckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. It's game six, the series conclusion between the Woodpeckers and the Fireflies. The Woodpeckers trying for the series victory, Columbia trying to go home with a split. And with that, we welcome you inside the Woodpeckers broadcast booth. Hello, everybody. Welcome in. Andrew Chapman alongside Colin Casey. Thanks for making us a part of your Father's Day plans. Colin, the Woodpeckers looked like they were on their way to a fourth straight win yesterday, carrying a 5-2 lead into the eighth inning. But Columbia had some comeback in them. They were looking for big hits late in innings all week long. They weren't getting them. Last night, a different story. Austin Charles drove in three of the five unanswered runs for the Fireflies over the eighth and the ninth inning. They go in front 7-5 in the ninth and really stunned Fayetteville as Cooper McKeon was able to close down the game, got the final eight outs, and got his second winning decision of the year. The Woodpeckers have opened up leads early this week. They pitched well again yesterday. Jose Fleury in the start got eight strikeouts for them. Bullpen wasn't able to hold it, but still, despite the result yesterday, we're still seeing very complete baseball on the offensive end and on the mound for the Woodpeckers this series.
Yeah, Fayetteville's still 10-2 over their last 12 games, and you know there'll be variance here and there. There's probably a couple of games over that stretch that Fayetteville were well on their way towards losing, but ended up getting a couple of breaks and winning. It was kind of the opposite effect on Saturday night where just a couple of balls in play. That ball, if it was 3 feet to the left from Charles, it's a foul ball. There was also a line drive out to right field that was nearly caught. The at-bat before would have given Fayetteville a shot, 5-5 going in the bottom of the ninth inning. But that's just baseball. That's how it goes. Throughout an 132-game season, you'll see breaks go your way. You'll see breaks not go your way. And the bottom line is Fayetteville's still been playing some really good baseball down the stretch. Hey, if they win three of their last four games, they'd improve. They'd actually pull even with their first half record in 2022.
Yep.
And all you can ask for really is to play good baseball over these last four games and set yourself up to make a strong run in the second half of this season.
Yeah, best they can hope for at this stage is a 32-34 season. The first half will come to a close next Thursday after that final game against the Charleston River Dogs, and then the records will reset on Friday. So it'll be three road games to begin the second half of the schedule in Charleston, South Carolina for the Woodpeckers. Meanwhile, the standings picture still finalizing in the South Division. It did go final in the North yesterday. The Down East Wood Ducks are the first team to clinch a Carolina League playoff spot in 2023. With their win and a Carolina loss, they have a 4.5 game lead with four to play. That is the definition of a clinch. And the Texas Rangers affiliate will be going back to the Carolina League playoff come this September. Meanwhile, in the South, we could crown a champion today. The Myrtle Beach Pelicans have a three-game lead over these Columbia Fireflies at 37-25. Columbia with the win yesterday at 34-28. If the Fireflies lose today and Myrtle Beach wins their series finale against the Fredericksburg Nationals at home, they will have a four-game lead with three to play, and they will clinch as well, and we'll be all set in the first half, even with three games to go in the schedule. So we'll keep you updated as the scores move along today around the Carolina League. Back to our game here in downtown Fayetteville. We got a good pitching matchup again. Feels like every single game of this series has featured a couple of strong arms on the mound. For the Woodpeckers, it's right-hander Nolan DeVos, the former Davidson ball player and fifth-round pick, is 2-1 with a 2.25 ERA. Right-hander Mauricio Veliz is 1-2 with a 3.73 ERA. Colin, Nolan DeVos was pulled from a start a little early in Kannapolis a couple weeks ago. Injury precaution, but whatever that was, it hasn't slowed him down. He continues to pitch great this season.
Yeah, certainly didn't look hurt on Tuesday when he pitched a strong outing in relief. Went just over four innings, seven strikeouts, gave up just one run on one hit. So You're looking at a guy who, if he qualified, would have probably the lowest ERA out of anybody that has pitched a good amount of innings for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers this season. The fifth rounder has really taken some big strides. We saw a little bit of it last year in the first couple of final couple of weeks that the season wrapped up after he was drafted, where we knew he had good off speed. Yeah. We've seen it get even better and better as this season has gone along. You're looking at a guy who is pitching his way towards a promotion sooner rather than later, but while he's still down here, he might as well take it one step at a time and keep enjoying pitching just a couple of hours down the road from home.
Mauricio Veliz, the opposing arm. He is 1-2 with a 3.73 ERA on the year. Veliz, originally from Venezuela, an international free agent signing by the Royals in 2019, pitched five innings of relief, one-run baseball in Colombia back against the Woodpeckers on April 22nd. That was the Saturday night ball game, and he struck out four and walked just two in his first relief appearance of the year. Today, he flip-flops roles into a starter and gets ready to take on Nolan DeVos for a 2:05 first pitch here on Father's Day. Great crowd filing into Segra Stadium. We've had 4,000-plus for three straight nights filling the seats at Segra, and the Woodpeckers have found a way to win some ball games at home. They lead this series 3-2 entering to this afternoon, and a chance to take the home series with a win today. Columbia hoping to head home with a series split. It's game number 63 of the regular season, final home game of the first half of the schedule, number 33 before three next week out in Charleston, and it is coming up next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app, and a reminder that you can watch today's game in HD video quality by subscribing to Bally Live and MILB.tv. Looking forward to calling the action for you. We're coming back after the Woodpeckers get introduced, the starting lineup's announced, and National Anthem is performed here at Segra Stadium. Father's Day Baseball, it's next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned.
Now Royals and the Tar Heel Dixie Youth Team. Fans, for those who are able, please rise and remove your caps for the performing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem this afternoon, please welcome Brett Phillips. Today's Field of Dreams teams, the Elizabethtown Royals and the Tar Heel Dixie Youth Team. Let's go down to the diamond. Woodpeckers baseball starts now.
Dirty throws it deep left field. This ball's way back there. Tie game. Three run home run. Line drive out to left field. Long run. It gets down. It hops off the wall. Rounding third, that ball's in the bullpen. This game is over.
This will clear the bases. Whitaker going into third. He has driven home all three.
Deep line drive out into right field. Mantueta looking up. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. A two-run walk-off home run. And that pitch is called strike three. They have done it. The second combined no-hitter in Woodpeckers franchise history.
Peckers Baseball is live wherever you are. Today we are back in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Another happy Father's Day to all the dads tuning us in and joining us out at the ballpark today. The Woodpeckers and the Fireflies play the series conclusion with the Woodpeckers leading 3-2, a chance to win it today with their right-handed starter out of Davidson, Nolan DeVose on the hill. Andrew Chapman, Colin Casey, welcome you back inside the broadcast booth. We're on FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, the MILB First Pitch app that you can download on your App Store or Google Play Store. And we are also live in HD video on Bally Live and MILB.TV. The Columbia Fireflies trying to stay afloat in the South Division race with 4 games to play. They trail the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the division by 3 games, and they essentially need to win out to give themselves just a puncher's chance. They pulled it out yesterday with a 5-run rally across the 8th and the 9th inning to win 7-5. Gene Ramirez, who homered in that 7-5 victory, leads it off today for the Fireflies, and the first pitch misses off the plate to the outside for ball one. We are underway on this Sunday afternoon, 2:09 p.m., our first pitch time, and it's one of the warmest first pitches of the year. We were at about 87 yesterday, and today we're at 89 degrees, sunny skies above our head. That'll be a new season high, and we continue to roll towards the official start of summer. The pitch outside to Ramirez, and it is 2-0 on the Columbia left-handed batter. Playing shallow at third on the grass, Dari Lorenzo. The pitch from DeVose misses upstairs, and it's 3-0. Ramirez batting .272 on the season with 2 home runs and 11 RBIs. First home run coming yesterday since all the way back in late April. 3-0 pitch from DeVose. And Ramirez steps into a fastball forward from that left side and takes a strike. 3-1 on Ramirez. And, you know, his first home run was an inside the Parker out in Columbia. And so yesterday was the first time he actually saw the ball clear the fence. He hit 6 long balls last year for the Fireflies. And he swings and lashes a line drive through the right side, pulled out to Zach Cole. And Gene Ramirez, after getting ahead in the count, got a pitch to hit right at the top of the zone and starts out the first inning with a single. It brings up Omar Hernandez. And let's go ahead and meet the defense behind Nolan DeVose in this one.
Roilan Machandy out in left field for the Woodpeckers on this Father's Day. Jackson Lofton in center, Zach Cole in right. Dari Lorenzo over at third base today. Leo's Danny Molina, the shortstop. Narbe Cruz at second. Ricardo Below, the first baseman. And Sandro Gaston is the catcher.
Runner on the move immediately. Gaston with a low throw. It's a one-hopper and not in time. Narbe Cruz slapped the tag on the left foot of Ramirez sliding in. But he gets in there safely and gets down into scoring position. Gaston looked like it took him a moment to get the ball out of his glove cleanly. And that might have been the difference.
I think it certainly was. If he got it there on the fly, would have taken up, wouldn't have taken off all that velocity on the one hopper and probably would have had Ramirez at second base.
Hernandez, the athletic catcher in the right side of the plate in an 0-1 count. DeVose steps off and he will reset, uses one of his 2 disengagements. Hernandez batting .236 with 2 home runs and 12 RBIs. He drops a bunt down. It's a good one up along the third base chalk line. Roland Fair waiting for it. It's going to stay a fair ball. Dari Lorenzo hovering on top of the ball, hoping it would trickle foul, but this infield plays as true as ever. And that goes as a bunt single on what might have been an intended sacrifice, but Omar Hernandez drops it down. This Columbia team, if you're just joining us today, having watched the series earlier in the week, they love to play small ball, Colin.
Yeah, if you're a baseball traditionalist, you'd be a big fan of this Fireflies team. And not only do they play a lot of small ball, generally speaking, they are very good at bunting it right down that third base line, and that was as perfect as it comes from Hernandez.
Columbia has not had a lot of first-inning rallies this week, but they're threatening here with runners at the corners, nobody out. Lisandro Rodriguez into the left side, and the pitch is called a strike. A fastball right on the outside border at 92 miles an hour, and it is 0-1 on Rodriguez, a 203 hitter. 4 home runs, drove in a pair yesterday with a double, 19 RBIs on the year. It was a game-tying double for Rodriguez yesterday in the 8th inning. And here's the pitch with a bluff down at first, a fastball placed for a strike on the outside corner. And it's 0-2 quickly on Rodriguez, the 20-year-old.
Now, Chappie, this is where DeVose is at his best. Runners in scoring position this season, hitters just hitting .097 against him, 6 walks, 15 strikeouts.
Left-handed hitters only hitting 140 off of DeVos this year as well, which is also a fantastic number for him. Right-handers actually hitting a little bit better, but still well below 200 at 183. He has limited hits. He has limited runs. The only time since all the way back on April 28th when he's given up multiple runs was against Myrtle Beach here at home on the 23rd of May. Aside from that, he's about as shut down as it gets. Nothing in two. The count on Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and a fastball misses outside. Goes to one and two. On the lefty, originally from the Dominican Republic. Shortstop Molina shifted towards the middle of the diamond. Lorenzo playing shallow on the cut of the third base grass. Rodriguez swings and misses. A high fastball sends him packing. And Nolan Vos picks up his first out of the day on a strikeout.
That's big time because you don't want any runs coming in with a guy coming to the plate now who really stepped into one of his best games of the year yesterday. A couple of big-time hits for Austin Charles, and now he'll look to add another to his ledger.
Here's the late-game hero from yesterday. Austin Charles drove in three of the five runs, including the big two-run go-ahead double down the left field line in the top of the ninth inning. And DeVos on the first pitch throws a 93-mile-per-hour strike, nothing in one. One out, runners at the corner, still no score. Middle infield aligned in double play depth, and the pitch runs up and in. One ball and one strike on Charles.
And that big double that he had was a two strikes, two outs, and it was a pitch that he had to reach out to the outer part of the plate and just hook it right down that left field line.
DeVos goes to the bell, gets the sign from Gaston. And the pitch, a good slider, gets Charles to chase away. And it goes to one and two. Added to the roster just last week, Austin Charles with a slow start to his Carolina League career, but he's waiting for that first big game to help him settle in and help his teammates get behind him. And yesterday was certainly that day. He's rewarded by getting a hit cleanup in this one. Possible go-ahead run 90 feet away at third here in the opening inning. And Charles swings, hits a line drive to left. Machandi measuring, came forward. Now he has to stretch back at the last moment and lunges at the track to make the catch. It is deep enough for Gene Ramirez to score from third. And another well-struck line drive to left field for Austin Charles brings home his fourth RBI over his last three ABs. Sacrifice fly to get the Fireflies on the board first today. It is 1-0.
And it's a good thing that ball took Machandi back a ways, because with Hernandez on the move going to second, he slid in before realizing that ball was going to be caught. Had it been caught a little bit sooner by Machandi, potentially would have been doubled off and Columbia would have gotten no runs out of the inning.
Dionne Salone swings and misses at the first pitch. 84-mile-per-hour changeup by DeVos. You'll see a four-pitch mix with Nolan, the fastball, slider, curveball and changeup. Salone batting 218. Nubs this one off the end of the bat. Sidewinder up along the first baseline, and it was corralled by below on the foul side of the chalk. Looked like that ball had some side spin and was almost going to cut back towards fair territory. But below, pinned up against the bag, wanted to knock it down and ends up being a foul ball.
Very smart. At the very least, if you knock it down, whether it's fair or foul, guaranteed to make the play.
One home run and 10 RBIs on the year for Dionne Salone, the five hitter and first baseman. The pitch fouled back to the screen, and it's nothing in two. Home plate umpire today is Frank Jones, and on the bases is Tyler Hovick. The two-man umpiring crew broke out the baby blue polos today, the black ball cap, the blue polo, dark gray pants. Woodpeckers are in their alternate reds, which they wore yesterday, the black ball cap with the red bill and the white Fayetteville F on the front of that cap, a white pant. Runner on the move to second, and a swing and a miss by Salone. That'll do it for the Fireflies in the first inning. But Austin Charles, after he drove in three across the eighth and ninth inning yesterday, drives home the first run of the first inning today. A sack fly that brings in Gene Ramirez, and the Woodpeckers trail by a run before they grab the bats. We're back in a moment for the bottom of the first, underway on a Sunday afternoon, a Father's Day in downtown Fayetteville.
Bunker's Entrance is brought to you by Couple and Tractor Kubota Fayetteville. Visit their location at 1530 Middle River Loop, right here in Fayetteville, for a variety of services and Kubota equipment. I fans, let's give a Father's Day welcome to Bunker! Fans, do you want Father's Day free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 6 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out today. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. On the mound for the Fireflies, Mauricio Veliz. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
Welcome back to Segra Stadium. Father's Day baseball, and the Woodpeckers trail by a run out of the gate, 1-0. On a sac fly from Austin Charles, Zach Cole gets to lead it off for the Woodpeckers. He faces right-hander Mauricio Velez. And the pitch is up high. 1-1 on Zach Cole. He'll be followed by Luis Encarnacion, the DH, and then the switch hitter, Ricardo Below. And there's a strike. Placed in the zone, 1-2. Narbe Cruz, Jackson Lofton, Dari Lorenzo are the 4-6. In the bottom three are Leo Stanley Molina, Roylen Machandy, and Sandro Gastone. Mauricio Veliz, he pitches the 1-2, fouled back, and it stays 1-2 on Cole. Zach Cole batting 258 on the season with his team leading 9 home runs, drove in his 40th run of the season yesterday. First Woodpecker to touch 40 RBIs as well. And he takes one off the plate, away. 95-mile-per-hour fastball from Veliz. Veliz 1-2 with a 3.73 ERA. And he throws the 2-2. Spins one inside and low on Cole. Fills the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A 4-pitch mix for Veliz. He has a 4-seam fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball. Works quick, and the 3-2 gets Cole swinging and missing strike 3. 95-mile-per-hour pitch. So some mid-90s velo for the Woodpeckers hitters to contend with. Luis Encarnacion coming up. And let's work around the defense for Columbia behind their starter, Veliz.
One error in last night's game for the Fireflies. Gene Ramirez out in left field. Eric Pena, the center fielder. Royer Layton in right. Brennan McNair, the third baseman. Austin Charles is at short.
High pop fly out into short right. Rodriguez shading with the glove at second, but Layton, who has sunglasses on and spots it, comes in behind and makes the grab. And Encarnacion retired on the first pitch he sees, and it brings up Below.
Sandro Rodriguez, the second baseman. Deonme Salon over at first today, and Omar Hernandez, the speedy catcher, is the one half of the battery for Mauricio Veliz.
From the left side, Below, the switch hitter, ready for the first pitch. And he swings through a changeup a little early at 84. Mauricio Veliz has 5 innings of one-run ball already against the Woodpeckers this season. As Below takes it outside, changeup again, 1-1. He pitched out of the bullpen on Saturday, April 22nd, when 5 innings gave up 1 earned run, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. That was his first relief appearance of the year. And similar to the way the Woodpeckers go about it with the tandem system, he's fluctuated between being a starter and a reliever. 6'2" right-hander, originally from Venezuela, and an international signing by the Royals in 2019. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Below swats it back. 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs and nobody on base. 1-0 Columbia in the series finale. A sacrifice fly from Charles. The 2-2. Below grounds it past the mound towards the middle, ranging to his left. Charles from short nearly took out his second baseman Rodriguez with a slide, and Below places it perfectly for an infield single. Nothing Rodriguez could do, going to his right. Too far for Charles, off to his left. And just enough behind that ball to get it past the pitcher and get Below a 2-out single and extend the inning for Narbe Cruz.
In the old days, Chappie, of the shift, I think that's an out because you usually have your shortstop right there where that ball was hit.
First pitch ball to Narbe Cruz. Love the bat that Narbe is using today. It's Father's Day bat. It's got a white handle and a light blue colored barrel. One ball and no strikes, and Belize at the belt pitches. And a line drive seared up the middle, staying up a while, and a sliding catch on Pena coming in. Great play by Eric Pena out in center field. That ball was smoked by Narbe Cruz so hard, though, that it stayed up on the line and retires Cruz down the inning. One hit is all. The Woodpeckers train a runner, and they trail 1-0 after one at Segra Stadium.
Damn.
What I want.
For the Woodpeckers, Nolan DeVos. Leading off the top of the second inning for the Fireflies, the right fielder, number 3, Royer Layton.
Top of the second inning, and Columbia with an early 1-0 advantage. Nolan DeVos is back out on the hill, and his first pitch to Royer Layton. It was called a strike on the high outside corner, an 83-mile-per-hour changeup. Tough luck lineout for Narbe Cruz out to center to end the inning after Ricardo Below singled with two outs. Next pitch by DeVos just off the low outside corner. He spun a slider in there, and it's 1-1. Layton, Pena, and then Brennan McNair, the 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Sack fly by Austin Charles in the first inning has made it a 1-0 Columbia advantage. The 1-1. Shot back foul. And it's 1-2 on Layton, a 230 hitter on the year, 2 home runs and 20 RBIs. Layton, a 5'11" tall right-handed batter who is 20 years old and was born in Nicaragua. One ball, two strikes the count with Cruz shifted towards the middle from second. The 1-2 pitch, and it is high. Two balls and two strikes on Layton. Layton batted just 132 during the month of April, but then followed it up with a good May. He batted 268 in the month. DeVos, the belt tie set, kick and pitch, 2-2, gets him swinging on a high changeup. Took a little off, 84 miles an hour fading in, and Layton goes down swinging. It is the third strikeout already for DeVos over the first six batters he has faced.
I've noticed throughout this series, Chappie, it seems like Columbia as a team has struggled with that high pitch. A lot of the hits they've had, the hard hit contact has been right around knee, just above the knee level. They really drive the ball when it's down in the zone, not so much when it's up near the letters.
Now it's the left-handed batter, Eric Pena, Carolina League strikeout leader this season. 6 home runs, 26 RBIs, but batting just 151. Here's the pitch. And it misses off the outside. DeVos looked like he slipped a little coming down the hill. 1-1 on Pena, the former international top prospect for the Royals. 1-1 the pitch. Defense swung around to the right, and it misses off the outside. 2-1. Pena signing for $3.8 million during the 2019-2020 signing period back in July. And here's the 2-1. Swings late on a fastball, and he's back to level it. Two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, Pena drew a lot of comparisons to a former Kansas City Royal and former Houston Astro as well, Carlos Beltran.
That's right, yeah. That was the big comparison that a lot of scouts were talking about. Evaluators. Hasn't quite panned out, though, offensively since signing pro. 2-2. And a fastball gets him looking. Was a little inside, but Nolan DeVos gets the call. It expands on Pena, the zone, and it's his fourth strikeout. Our strike zone tracker up here in the booth did have that pitch inside on Pena, but Nolan DeVos picks up his fourth strikeout, and Brendan McNair coming up to the plate. He steps into the right side.
Some renewed confidence after a bit of a shaky start for DeVos. I think after he gave up that first run, he sort of just took his medicine and got back to what works for him, and that's pound the strike zone.
First pitch missed a little bit low, a slider to Brendan McNair, and it's 1-0. McNair, the 8 hitter, playing at third. Bases empty and a 1-0 Columbia lead with two outs. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He stays off a slider, misses outside. Two balls and no strikes, 2-0-1 hitter, one home run and 11 RBIs. McNair with 28 total hits on the year. He's scored 18 runs and walked 19 times. Carries a .313 on base percentage. The 2-0, and late on a fastball. DeVos doesn't throw exceptionally hard, only about 90 miles an hour with that fastball, but you get a lot of off-speed with him. He'll start with off-speed early in counts, and it gets a hitter guessing at the plate. Here's the 2-1, and that missed inside, a changeup. Three balls and one strike. DeVos hasn't located the changeup as well as he'd like out of the gate here, missing outside and inside with it. He's also been atop the zone a little bit with the changeup. He managed to strike Royer late now with a high changeup to start the inning, but wants to locate that pitch a little lower in the zone. And now a fastball is dumped back foul. 3-2 count on McNair with two away, nobody on base. Columbia by one, and in the bottom of the second inning, we'll see Lofton, Lorenzo, and Leo Stanley Molina, the 5-6 and 7 hitters, stepping up for the first time to face Mauricio Belliz of the Fireflies. 3-2, and this is on a line out into left. It drops down in front of Roylen Machondi, and Brendan McNair squares up another changeup that was located too high in the zone and goes down as a two-out single.
And the Fireflies starting to see the Brendan McNair they saw before he got banged up in down east with that collision with Frank Mazzucato. Had yesterday off, but Friday night he ripped a double to the deepest part of the park, and nice smooth swing there with two down. 3-2 count, just trying to put the ball in play. He did just that.
Levi Usher, the lefty and nine hitter, takes ball one off the low outside corner. 1-0 on Usher, who's batting .153 this year with a home run and nine RBIs. Usher with that two-tone bat, the white handle, the black barrel, ready for the DeVos pitch. Here it is. And a fastball framed on the high outside edge. Called to strike at 91 miles an hour. And it is 1-1 on Usher. Usher with an even 20 hits and 19 walks to go along with 19 runs scored. He's been on the roster all year long since opening day on April 6th. The runner is going, swinging a ground ball out to second. Bobbled by Cruz, quickly gathers, throws over to first, and gets the out to end the inning. So Cruz avoids any error and avoids extending the inning any further for Nolan DeVos. He gives up a two-out single, strands the runner, strikes out two, and it's 1-0 Fireflies through 1.5 today. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Miss Frozen T-shirt challenge. I have my friends James,
Isaac,
and Isaac with me, and we have a girl dad and a boy dad. So let's see who can get the most of this T-shirt on first. Ready? One, two, three, go. They are frozen hard. Come on, Isaac. Oh, looks like James is getting to it. And we got James. Give it up for James. Hey, James, look at that camera and give a good Go Packers. Go Packers!
nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped-up tempo. I'm on a roll. It's time to go solo. Rollin'. Hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men love us, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous.
Cause I'm out getting mine.
Back on the mound for the Fireflies, Mauricio Velez. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 22, Jackson Lofton.
You know how we roll.
We're underway at Segra Stadium today in the bottom of the second inning. The Woodpeckers trail 1-0 early. Jackson Lofton gets to step to the plate for the first time against Mauricio Velez. And the first pitch missed up high to him. The 1-0 is downstairs. Velez works with a very quick pace. He probably uses just about half of that pitch clock. And for some guys, they've taken this new rule and they've added to it. They have run with it. And Lofton now swings and hits one deep along the left field line, but this will hook foul out towards the Black's Tire and Auto foul pole and get onto the concourse. Glad to welcome Black's Tire and Auto to the Woodpeckers family, as they're now our foul pole sponsor. Those were new when we arrived in town this week. The pitch to Lofton, a fastball on the inside, called strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Two out single for Below in the infield was all in the first, and Woodpeckers left him stranded. Now Lofton, Lorenzo, and Molina. Jackson Lofton batting 163 with three home runs and 13 RBIs. Here's the line kick and the 2-2. Lofton rips it on a line foul over Ricky Rivera's head, coaching third. Count stays level. Dylan Mazzo is across the diamond over at first base. I was walking along the field today, and Mazzo had a new set of shoes on. He bought some new Kevin Durant's. I thought they were pretty sharp.
They look bright white from here.
Bright white. I knew they were new, fresh out of the box. Here's the 2-2 again. Lofton pops it up. First base side foul territory. Salone drifting over to the railing of the dugout, and that'll land on top of the dugout. One hop into the Avex Club, and a fan made a nice grab. So 2-2 still on Lofton. A little bit of Triple-A time last week for Jackson. Got to go join up with the Space Cowboys on a road trip against the Round Rock Express. And had a really good stretch in AAA. He checks his swing, fouls it off of the back, goes to the screen. Had a couple of doubles, drove in four runs, and said it was a really good experience to see that level of baseball for the first time. And he said overall, everybody embraced him as well. Like a teammate right out of the gate. 2-2 pitch. Chopped past the mound, kicks off the glove of Velez, ricochets towards second base where Rodriguez fields and throws out Lofton at first for the out. That officially goes a 1-4-3. Just clipped Belize's glove as he tried to extend above his left shoulder. And Lofton has sat down after a good battle with two strikes there and brings up Dari Lorenzo.
Dari coming off the big game yesterday. Three hits, looking to keep what's been a really strong week going for him.
Yep, three-hit game, all singles yesterday. And Dari's up to season average to .221. He was batting below .200 for most of April and May. Swings and lines it out into right. That's in a good spot, and it'll drop off to the left side of Layton, who quickly circles around it, scoops it up. But how about Dari Lorenzo right now? He's four for his last five. And another single. He's having a great weekend at the plate. One out, base hit. And Leo Stantomolina coming up.
Just great stability right now in that middle of the lineup that Lorenzo provides, whether he's batting fifth or sixth. It's a guy who can give you that one out single that just gives your team a spark and realizes, all right, we can make something happen in this inning.
First pitch ends up low to Leo Molina. With that base hit, Dari Lorenzo is now 7 for 16 in the series. He's almost batting .500. 1-0. Runs to the outside. A slider from Velez, and it's two balls and no strikes on Leo Molina. Another guy who's starting to put together more consistent at-bats. He's now at .221. Across a full season last year with the Woodpeckers, he batted .214. So now he's above his 2022 numbers. Middle infield double play depth. Molina pops it up towards the first base dugout again. Salone sprinting over, but it gets out of play. 2-1 on Molina.
And Molina has now cracked the top five as far as longest hit streaks of the season go. He's hit safely in each of his last eight. He also has the longest active on-base streak on the team.
98 hits last season, 31 this year. And the pitch with Lorenzo on the move. Grounded towards third, scooped by McNair. No chance to go to second. Throws across the diamond and gets Molina. But a hit and run on, and that helps kill out the double play chance. And Molina will be retired. Lorenzo into scoring position for Roilin Machandy.
We've seen more guys in motion as to set up the hit and run lately for Ricky Rivera. And you wonder if it might be the boost that we've seen from the offense. He's starting to trust his guys more to put the ball in play and make something happen.
Here's the first pitch to Machandy. And a fastball misses outside. Pretty early in the at-bat, too. I think if you're a manager or a third base coach in general, you try and keep tabs on how many first-pitch strikes or early at-bat strikes an opposing pitcher is offering the hitters. And here's the 1-0. And Machandy checks his swing on a low fastball. Didn't go, but a called strike anyways. That was in the zone. And so if you see that, you pick up on that as a coach over at third and say, hey, my guy at the plate can probably get a strike here in the first couple of pitches. Throw that hit and run on and know your guy will probably get something to put into play. Diving back into the bag, Lorenzo's in safely. Belize pivoted around and fired down to second base to check the runner. 1-1 on Machandy, who hit his first home run of the season earlier this week. Two RBIs in his young season. The pitch home. On a line, out into center. That will drop in front of Pena, and he stumbles. Lorenzo circles third. He's hustling down the line, and he scores. Roilin Machandy squares one up and rips a single to center to drive home Lorenzo and tie up this game 1-1.
This has been a great week for Roilin. I'm sure a lot of frustration for him. He finally gets his shot, full season, start of the year. Goes down with that hand injury and finally gets his shot after a couple of games in the FCL, and he has certainly made the most of it. Another big-time hit to pull even.
Third RBI of the week for Roilin Machandy, and now the pitch from Valiz sails over Gastone, over the catcher, all the way to the backstop, and Machandy hustles down to second base. He had just finished Velcroing that sliding glove on his right hand. He was a little distracted by it, but the throw came flying out of the hand of Valiz, and now he gets into second base. So Lorenzo Machandy essentially swap places here with two outs. Gastone hits one sharply, out to short, one hopping right to Charles. A step and a firm throw to first ends the inning. But the Woodpeckers have drawn level. The RBI liner out into center for Roilin Machandy scores Lorenzo. And it's 1-1 after two today. You're tuned in to the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network from downtown Fayetteville.
Minor League Baseball launched the Hope at Bat program, which will consist of four donation days across the country, where on-field performance by players will generate donations to the American Cancer Society. Today for Father's Day, each home run hit in the 60 MILB games will be worth $100 to the ACS as part of the Knocking Cancer Out of the Park Day to fight prostate and colorectal cancer. Happy Father's Day to these Woodpecker dads.
Woodpeckers counterpunch in the bottom of the second inning. Columbia opened it early with a run in the first, and an RBI single ties the game in the home second. Nolan DeVos back out. 1-1 tie game, top of the Columbia order to the plate, and Gene Ramirez. And now in the play-by-play, let's send it over to Colin Casey.
Thank you, Andrew Chapman. Ramirez takes a breaking ball up and in. That was pitch number 39 on the outing for DeVos. Had to throw a lot in the first inning, but much more efficient in the second. Ramirez dodges a breaking ball inside. He ripped a single to right to lead off the ball game. Came around to score on the sacrifice fly from Austin Charles, but Roilan Machandi ties it in the bottom of the second. Ramirez foul tips it right off the mask of Gastone. An average still at 276 for Ramirez. It has dipped a little bit. Came in over 280 prior to the series. But he is, without a doubt, been the most consistent contact hitter all season long for the Fireflies. Third baseman Lorenzo in, protecting the bunt, the pitch. And it's a curveball wrapped towards the Woodpeckers dugout. 2-2. Not much of a breeze on this hot Sunday afternoon. Flags dancing just a little bit, so not much help for the offense. Should someone get into one? This Fireflies team, 31 home runs now on the year. That is good enough for ninth in the Carolina League. DeVos with the 2-2, and Ramirez chases it upstairs for strike three. Fifth punch out for Nolan DeVos. And the leadoff man is set down to begin the third.
V looks pretty sharp for Nolan, up to 92. A couple pitches close to 93, and that's where he's at his best, when he drops that changeup a little bit lower. He's still trying to make that adjustment, but then he can live off the high fastball as well and get those hitters to chase up top.
Omar Hernandez laid down a bunt for a hit his first time up. He's out in front and yanks it foul down the left field line. Initially, we thought it was a sacrifice, and it very well could have been, to move that runner to third base in Ramirez, but it was perfectly placed right along the chalk. 0-1 foul tipped right into Gastone's mitt. This is a guy in Hernandez who might be a catcher, but don't be fooled by his speed. 20 stolen bases this year. Go along with his .241 batting average. Two-strike pitch. And Hernandez lays off in the dirt. Fayetteville will have tomorrow off before starting a six-game road series, as they will play the Charleston River Dogs for the first time in 2023. Another curveball spiked by DeVos. They will then have 2 days off in a row, Monday and Tuesday, before starting a six-game series with the Kannapolis Cannonballers here at Segra Stadium. That in part to set up the 4th of July matchup that they will have on Tuesday, two Tuesdays from next week. Chopper right to the mound, and DeVos will underhand it to first for the second out. They'll be playing on the 4th against the Carolina Mudcats at Five County Stadium, and then it will be back to a six-game series there.
That'll have a little bit of a different feel next week in Charleston. Each of the last 2 years we've gone there, you just know you're walking into a gauntlet. The River Dogs have had one of the best records in minor league baseball over the last two summers.
Right.
Different story this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, just exactly what that team looks like after seeing them at the bottom of the standings for most of the season.
Lisandro Rodriguez takes a curve for a called strike. At 25-37, the record for Charleston. That is the worst right now in the Carolina League. Talking about a team that would rattle off 80 wins like it was nothing the last couple of years. Showing bunt, and Rodriguez pops it into the netting. Goes down 0-2. Don't be fooled, folks, though. Wouldn't be surprising at this point if Rodriguez were to try to bunt again with two strikes. The Fireflies will bunt in any situation.
Yep. Conventional knowledge out the window.
DeVos looking for his first 1-2-3 inning of the afternoon. His 0-2. Laid off in the dirt, goes all the way to the backstop. Both teams with a run on three hits thus far. A win here for Fayetteville would take home this series, but not only that, a win would also secure a season series split with Columbia. That was after Fayetteville dropped four of six on the road at Segra Park back in April. The 1-2. Fastball bounces out of the mid of Gastone, down and in. It's one of the harder fastballs we've seen from DeVoe so far. Just a tick under 93 miles an hour. 2-2 breaking ball. Got him. Rodriguez swings through it. And that is number six for Nolan DeVoe through three innings. He surrendered just one run. We remain tied as we go to the bottom of the third inning. 1-1 here at Segra Stadium. Happy Father's Day. We appreciate you spending it with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Racing Segra Stadium. It's time for the Ultimate Pony Race. Let's take it down to Key West with our contestants.
Okay, Woodpecker fans, we are about to do the Ultimate Pony Race. I have Simon and I have Devin. Now, whoever can race from here to the cone and back wins. Ready? On your mark, get set, go. And Devin is taking the lead. Come on, Simon. Down goes the horse. Devin, look at that camera and give us a big go, Peckers.
Go, Peckers!
Back on the mound for the Fireflies, Mauricio Veliz. Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number six, Zach Cole.
Zach Cole leads off the bottom of the third with a liner right back where it came into center field, and he has his ninth hit of the series. Cole has been masterful so far. He's still hitting .500 now, 1-for-2. In the ball game, and he's at first base, nobody out against Mauricio Veliz. Vicente Carnacion, the DH, steps in for a second time. From the stretch, his first pitch is struck well into left center field. That ball will get down and roll towards the fence. Heading towards second base is Encarnacion. Cole is up to third. It only took two pitches, but Fayetteville has two in scoring position with nobody out here in this third inning.
Yeah, a fastball that was only about 91, a slower pitch for Veliz and right down the middle. That's asking you to take a cut on the first offer. Sometimes that first pitch is the best one you'll get during an at-bat. And talk about making adjustments. Second time through the order now, two pitches, two in scoring position.
Back-to-back games for Encarnacion with a two-bagger. Ricardo Below swings at the first pitch, and he chops it up the middle. Three pitches, three hits for Fayetteville in the third inning. This will score two runs and give the Woodpeckers a 3-1 lead. Ricardo Below keeps his strong week going. He has now driven in six in the series. The aggression has gone up a couple of notches now for Fayetteville. And Narbe Cruz, we'll see if he swings at the first pitch. We know he's been aggressive all series long. He does not. Lays off a breaking ball outside corner, called strike one.
I'm surprised Belize even threw it anywhere near the zone. Or just spiked something in the dirt.
Cruz takes one outside. He stung one in his first at-bat out to center field, but a nice catch from Eric Pena ended the first inning. Short lead off of first for below. He extends it by half a step. And the 1-1 misses in the dirt. And this is kind of unfamiliar territory for Mauricio Veliz. Twice in an outing this year, he's given up three earned runs. He has never given up more than that in 2023. 2-1, and Cruz hits it well out to left field, hooking into the corner. It hits off the fence. Fielded cleanly by the left fielder Ramirez, but before he can get it into third, below is safe, and it's a double for Narbe Cruz. Four straight hits to begin the third inning for Fayetteville. Well, you called it, Chappie, second time through the order. Seems like that Woodpecker lineup has picked up on something from Veliz.
Yeah, it was another 92-mile-per-hour pitch. That one was actually pretty far inside on Narbe Cruz, and he started the hands quick, kept him compact, and almost ripped a home run right off the center of the fence out there in left field. So there was a couple of mistake pitches earlier in the inning. That time it was just a great swing by Cruz to turn one around.
Jackson Lofton, infield back in for Columbia. 1-0 the count. Already seven hits in the game for the Woodpeckers. They have hit that mark in each of their last four. Lofton sends it out to right center field. This should be deep enough to score the run. Catch is made by Pena. Tagging and scoring is Ricardo below. Up to third goes Cruz. A sacrifice fly for Jackson Lofton. Makes it 4-1 Fayetteville. Five straight productive trips to the plate for the Woodpeckers. And another run standing 90 feet away with one down for Dari Lorenzo. Lorenzo, 1-for-1, coming off the three-hit game yesterday. And he swings at the first pitch and sends it straight back. Probably can't ask for a much better guy to have at the plate. With less than two outs, a runner at third, you're looking for just anything in play to bring home Narbe Cruz. 0-1 from Veliz. Curveball up and away.
And Lorenzo's not that guy that walks up to the plate looking for a home run. Just something soft to the outfield to get the job done here.
He ducks out of the way of the 1-1, and Cruz is held at third. Lorenzo instantly put his hand out, signaling for him to stay put. That's a guy who's coming up on 50 games played here with the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He knows about that backstop at Segra Stadium. The 2-1. Going outside. So Lee's after attacking in this inning and getting burned for four consecutive hits. Now trying to keep it outside on Lorenzo. 3-1 low, ball four. And Dari discards the bat. He will head down to first base. Five of the first six batters in the inning have reached for the Woodpeckers. That's just the first walk allowed for Mauricio Veliz. He is attacked through the first three innings. Worked pretty well in the first inning, but got tagged for a run in the second, and so far three in his third. On the move is Lorenzo, and Molina hits it out to left field. Pena, the center fielder, coming over. He calls off Ramirez, makes the catch. Cruz will score easily. Another sacrifice fly, this one from Leo's Danny Molina. A four-run third inning gives Fayetteville a 5-1 advantage. And even dozen RBIs on the year for Leo's Danny Molina.
The Beckers have had a lot of leads, a lot of rallies this week, but this may be the best one. Do they have a four-run inning yet? This might be the first one.
Orlan Machandi takes ball one inside. Looking back through some of the games, a lot of 1-2 run innings,
yeah,
but they stacked them.
Kind of mini rallies, but this one is really snowballed.
Fastball misses inside. That's the most runs they've scored in an inning since Wednesday. Three runs, seventh inning.
Okay.
Last time the Woodpeckers got two or more one in one frame. Chandy lays off, and it's 3-0. The man who drove in the first run of the ball game last inning. Single to center. Scored Lorenzo, who stands at first. Two away. Belize with a 3-0. And it's called a strike. Chani took a couple of steps towards first. An ill-timed inning for Columbia. They have given up four. Fastball called strike two, and Lorenzo will get a head start over at first base. Can't afford any mistakes the rest of the way if they want a shot at that first half title in Myrtle Beach. 3-2 pitch misses low, and Machandi draws himself a two-out walk. Second of the inning, and this one will bring pitching coach John Habian out of the Columbia dugout.
They've had that bullpen out there warming for a while, a right-hander. A little surprised that the mound visit was taking this long for the Fireflies, but now you worry about the pitch count in the inning for Belize. And if you're Sandro Gastone here, you know, you love hitting fastballs, and there's a good chance you get something in the zone early in the count. That's how a lot of these bats have gone. So if I'm Sandro, they never tell you to look for the home run, but, you know, Sandro, in his mindset, you're looking for that first pitch fastball to hit a long way.
He'll be the ninth man to bat in the inning. It all started with three hits on three pitches for Fayetteville. Cole the single, Luis Encarnacion the double, and below the two-run single up the middle. Gave Fayetteville the lead. They have since added two more on a pair of sacrifice flies. Lorenzo at second. Machandi at first, and Gastone swings at the first pitch, but he got the hook, and he can only chop it foul to the left. Sandro squared one up in his first at-bat. It was a hot shot right at the shortstop, Austin Charles. Home plate umpire Frank Jones asking for a pitch clock reset, and he does get it back to 18 on the center field board. Belize is 0-1. This is low. Check swing from Gastone, but he's able to hold up. A look at second for Belize, and is 1-1. Slider, outside corner, good location. Keeping everything away from Gastone. Four already in for Fayetteville. They'd love to really break this one open with two down. And Gastone rips the 1-2 into the dugout. One might have gotten a piece of the bat boy. Hopefully he's all right. And he's still on the step down there. I think he's trying to walk it off. Manager Tony Pena Jr. picks up the ball and heads back in, making sure he's okay. Pitch number 64, Belize. Here it is. And Gastone hits on the ground just outside of third base, past the lunge of McNair. Sandro with 20 runs driven in on the season. He's got 11 doubles. Still waiting to see that home run pop that he had last year in the Dominican Summer League. Hit 12 home runs with the DSL Astros. Sooner or later, that dam's going to crack open. He hits one off the end of the bat towards the on-deck circle. That's where Zach Cole stands. He led off the inning with a single. Renzo still at second, Machandi at first. Another 1-2, and again ripped towards the third base side. Sandro kind of tapping his chest towards his dugout. He's been way out in front of that curve that Mauricio Belize has been giving him. That last foul ball, by the way, registered at 110 off the bat.
Whew.
He's been squaring it up, and he gets underneath one and pulls this ball down the left field line, and it will land on the concourse. He's been ready for that curve, just a little bit over-anxious. Will Veliz give him another? The 2-2. He does, and he gets him. Long battle, but Gastone goes down on strikes to end the inning. But the Woodpeckers bat around to score four runs in the inning on four hits. They do leave a pair. We head to the fourth. Fayetteville 5, Columbia 1 on this Father's Day edition of Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. There they are. Here are your tumblers. Show us your tumblers. Happy Father's Day. So cool. All right. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the Fireflies, the shortstop, number 8, Austin Charles.
Middle of the Columbia order looking to get back the four runs they surrendered in the bottom of the third inning. It is 5-1 Woodpeckers. First pitch from Nolan DeVos in there for a called strike. He had to wait a bit, but not usually as long as most pitchers in an inning where your hitter bats around. Mainly because the Woodpeckers needed just three swings on three pitches to get that inning started as Charles falls behind nothing and two.
Jumped on him right out of the gate, heard a pitcher's kind of confidence at that point, and things snowballed.
DeVos gets him swinging. Seventh strikeout for Nolan DeVos. He matches the total he had on Tuesday in relief. Needed one less inning to get to his seventh strikeout. And with one away, up comes Deonmi Solon. We've seen a number of high strikeout performances all week long from the Fayetteville Woodpeckers staff. Solon, first pitch swinging, sends it straight up the elevator shaft. We'll see who takes this one. It's Gastone in foul territory, and he secures it quickly two away for DeVos.
Boy, that's huge when you can send nine batters to the plate, score four runs, and then your starter can come out and get a couple of outs just quickly. Didn't get cold out there over there in the dugout. And talk about a momentum shifter and killer on both ends.
Base is empty, two down for Royer Layton. And the righty takes a changeup a little bit low. Seven so far for DeVos today. It was 8 from Jose Fleury yesterday. On Friday, we saw 9 from Luis Angel Rodriguez to start the ball game. And Layton sends it foul off to the right. Thursday, it was Trey Dombrowski, 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. Wednesday, Nick Swanson put together a 10-strikeout performance after Emil Carcherinos had 6 to start that ball game. As Layton swings and misses 1-2. And finally on Tuesday, 7 from Alimber Santa to start the game and 7 from DeVos in relief. One of the best series probably in Woodpecker's history as far as strikeouts go on the mound.
Yeah, I think you could say that for sure.
DeVos looking to add an 8th. His 1-2. And Layton, very late on it, sends it foul to the right. Home 5th rounder out of Davidson last year. Doesn't turn 23 until August. Taken 163rd overall. Born in Harrisburg, North Carolina. In the air, right side, below. Runs out of real estate. And Layton will see another. And he got some words, I think, from Luis Encarnacion there in the dugout.
Said, hey, dive over the railing next time. Come on, I'll brace your fall.
Saw Luis over at first base the other day. That was on Friday. Seen him play all over the place. Outfield, first base, catcher. Jack of all trades for Fayetteville. 1-2 again, and Layton putting together a tough at-bat, trying to drive DeVos' pitch count up. Now up to 62. Might be a little tough for Nolan to go through a 5th inning if he's able to get this final out. The pitch sent in the air. This one will be playable by Below. Battling the sun, crosses into foul territory, and makes the catch. So a strikeout and a pair of pop-outs. It's a 1-2-3 inning once again for Nolan DeVos. He's set down 7 in a row. And the Woodpeckers take a 5-1 lead into the bottom of the 4th from Segra Stadium.
Private Ramos is from Philadelphia and is a joint fire support specialist in the first year of service. Private Ramos is currently assigned to HHB 2-319 Airborne Field Artillery Regiment in the 82nd Airborne here at Fort Liberty. Fans, let's hear it for Private Ramos. Thank you for your service.
To be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom. They can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
Fans, this Fireflies pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Fireflies, number 41, Eduardo Herrera.
Bottom of the 4th inning from Segra Stadium, 5-1 Fayetteville. Columbia starter Mauricio Velez's day is done. Coming on is the right-hander Eduardo Herrera, and he'll face the man that led off last inning, Zach Cole, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a run score that came in that big 4-run 3rd inning. He takes one down and in from Herrera, who enters the ball game 17th. A relief appearance of the season, 4-1 with a 7.03 earned run average over 24 and a third innings pitched. Second appearance of the series for Herrera. And Cole wraps one out towards the rain tarp up the right field line. He's coming off of a rough outing. That was on June 14th on Wednesday. Gave up 5 runs in just 1 inning of work on 5 hits, 2 walks, 0 strikeouts. And Cole tags this one left center field. Back is Pena, and he'll watch that one sail into the rocking chairs. Double digits on the year for Zach Cole, his 10th of the season. The solo blast makes it 6-1.
Warm day, light breeze out of the left center. Zach Cole put it way up there, and I know his dad's in the house. His dad threw out the first pitch of today's game. How's that for a Father's Day gift?
Cole, the team leader, and now joins the double-digit club as far as home runs in the Carolina League this season. Luis Encarnacion takes the ball outside, and that's the last thing that Herrera wanted to see after his rough outing on Wednesday. One batter, one long ball. 2-0 on Encarnacion. From the stretch, the 2-0. And Luis sends it straight back. So Cole now with 10. He remains in sixth place in the league. Guys in front of him, Tim Elko leading the league with 15 home runs. Yosi Gallon with a dozen. Felix Stevens with a dozen for Myrtle Beach. And Encarnacion lines it into left field. He's got his second hit is in as many trips. It's deja vu all over again for the Columbia Fireflies. First two men have reached base in the fourth, just like they did in the third.
Yeah, and for Herrera, like you mentioned, Colin, that rough outing his last time where he gave up 5 hits and 5 runs over just 1 inning, and this is not how you were hoping to return to the mound. You wanted to write a new story, but again, it's starting to snowball on you.
Ricardo Belleau, 2-for-2 so far with a 2-run single. Sends it foul into the netting. He's got good velocity on that fastball, mid-90s, but he has just left it in dangerous spots. And the Woodpeckers have been very opportunistic in this series with mistake pitches. Made Valise pay last inning, making Herrera pay in the fourth. Breaking ball in the dirt, taking off right away. Encarnacion, there will be no play. Hernandez bobbled it, and it'll be a wild pitch charge to Herrera. I'll put another one in scoring position, still no outs. A chance for Ricardo Belleau to add to his RBI total. He's driven in 6 so far in the series. Fastball misses inside, 2-1. For Cole, that was his second home run of the series. He now has 7 driven in this week. And it's going to be very difficult for the Carolina League to deny him his second player of the week of the season. We'll see what happens, though. Below, in the air, left field line. Coming over is Ramirez. He does have room in fair territory and makes the catch for the first out. So Below retired for the first time this afternoon. One away, and Encarnacion still at second. And up comes Narbe Cruz. Cruz doubled off the wall last inning. It broke a bit of a dry spell for him. He had been retired in each of his last 11 trips. But put the ball in play in all of those times. He did not strike out during that stretch. He waves and misses at a breaking ball outside. Narbe's average at 267. It got as high as 275 a couple of days ago before the skid. Leading the team in that category. Swings and misses once more and falls behind 0-2. Woodpeckers have now hit 14 home runs in the month of June. That passes their total in April. Had 10 in May. We still have a ways to go. It's just the 18th. Herrera's 0-2. Just misses outside. Woodpeckers also trying to bring that run scoring average up to what it was in April. They averaged just under 5.5 per game. 4.5 so far in June. two-strike pitch, swing and a miss, and down goes Cruz. First strikeout for Herrera, just the third time a Woodpecker has struck out in this ballgame thus far. And with two away, Jackson Lofton will look to bring home yet another run. He's got a ground out and a fly out that brought home Narbe Cruz. Check swing on the first pitch. It's in the dirt. No advance from Encarnacion. Another great crowd has been all weekend long here at Segra Stadium. Official start of summer in the next couple of days. Expect this place to be full over the next few months. Fastball in, and Lofton able to dodge it. 1-1, 2-0 rather. One in the second, four in the third, one in the fourth thus far for Fayetteville. High pop-up, could be playable. Catcher Hernandez moving to his left, and he will make the catch on the warning track to end the inning. Zach Cole leads off the inning with his 10th home run of the season, a solo shot. Brings it to 6-1 Fayetteville after four innings from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Day t-shirts. Get on your feet for the Brian Hunter t-shirt toss.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Nolan DeVos.
Back at Segra Stadium, happy Father's Day, everyone tuning in. We go to the fifth inning. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers lead 6-1 in the series conclusion over the Columbia Fireflies. Nolan DeVos back on the mound for his fifth inning of work, and back on the play-by-play, it's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thank you, Colin. Yeah, happy Father's Day to my dad tuning in, a couple of grandpas as well out in California. Happy Father's Day to your dad, Colin, up in Massachusetts. He'll be down here pretty soon,
yep.
Checking out a game, yeah?
Yeah, about a week from now. Whole family coming down for the week. They'll spend some time over in Wilmington and then make their way down to Segra Stadium for a couple of nights.
That'll be fun. During the All-Star break, I'm going to link up with my family, go to Cooperstown, New York, check out the Baseball Hall of Fame. That'll be really fun.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to come back down here and catch some Woodpeckers games like they try and do each summer. You scan the crowd tonight, and we have a brief stoppage with a hat or some piece of memorabilia that fell over the right field wall onto the warning track. But a lot of families out in the ballpark today. You can see dads out there with their sons, daughters. Great day out at the ballpark. It is a warm one, so people wearing their sun hats, and some even brought some umbrellas to help cover from the shade. Eric Pena now leads it off here in the top of the fifth. And takes a knee-high strike at 88 miles an hour from Nolan DeVos. Plenty of run support coming his way over the last two innings. Five runs have crossed across the third and the fourth. 6-1 the lead. Pena takes a strike. Changeup that time on the outside border. Nothing and two. DeVos is at 66 pitches. The Woodpeckers bullpen is milling around out there. And DeVos likely going to be capped around 75 today. He's trying to complete a fifth, though, here. Going to need to be economical if he wants to earn a winning decision. Pena today has gone 0-for-2 with a, 0-for-1, that is, with a strikeout. Now make it 0-for-2 with a second strikeout. Nolan DeVos places a fastball in the low inside corner. And Pena goes down looking. Another one for the Carolina League strikeout leader, up over 60% strikeout rate this season. One gone in the fifth inning. Brendan McNair coming up to the plate.
Now Columbia's got it on both sides. Pena at the plate and Sandlin on the mound, leading the league in strikeouts.
McNair ripped a line drive to left field with two outs in the second inning. He is 1-for-1. Now he checks his swing on a low and outside slider. They appeal up the line, and Tyler Hovick says he crossed. So that's a strike. 0-1 on McNair. Levi Usher on deck will get a chance in the inning. The pitch from DeVos, and a swing at a breaking ball. Came up empty. Nothing and two on McNair. So five straight strikes here for DeVos, and trying to tally a quick second out. He kicks and pitches, and a low changeup just outside the zone. Nothing and two on McNair. Zach Cole leading off with a home run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Interesting note coming over from John Kosis in the Fireflies radio booth. First leadoff home run they have given up in an inning all year long. And now a fly ball out of the left. Fairly shallow. Machandi drifting forward and makes the catch on the move. Closing in at the belt, and there's two gone.
Well, actually, that'd be the second one, because Zach Cole did it earlier in the week to lead off the...
Right, to start a game, yeah. So the second time in this series, but they hadn't done it at any other point up until this point of the year.
Goes to show you just how hot of a bat that Cole has been swinging. This is against arguably the best pitching staff in this first half, when you go from start to finish. Lately, it's been the Woodpeckers who have probably been the best the last couple of weeks, but Columbia all season long has been really strong on the mound.
And now it's Levi Usher on the outside corner. And pardon me, I just went and clarified the stat, and it's Columbia relievers had not allowed a leadoff home run in an inning all year.
That makes sense.
Cole started a game up against a starter. Here's the 1-0, and Usher takes the pitch up high, and it's two balls and no strikes. That bullpen is working now. Right-hander is throwing, but DeVos at 73 pitches, trying to go 1-2-3 in the Columbia fifth and be eligible for a win. Third baseman Lorenzo plays shallow. The pitch is low. And a fastball gets Usher ahead 3-0. DeVos at this stage has set down every batter second time through the order. And the pitch on the way. Fastball in there for a strike. And he's trying to climb back in the count. Now 3-1. He's not allowed a base runner since he allowed the single to Brendan McNair. Nine in a row set down by DeVos. And over that stretch, he struck out four. Eight Ks now on the day. The season high is 12. The 3-1 pitch is knuckled off the left over the screen and into the stands. So for Levi Usher, now a full count. DeVos climbing back in it. This is probably his last chance to get his final out. Season high number for DeVos is 82. He's at 76 right now. Molina towards the middle, over from short, outfield straight up. DeVos goes to the belt, left leg kick, 3-2 pitch is just high. A slider misses to Usher on the payoff offering, and he will stroll up the first baseline. Be aboard at first with two outs. Eyes on the Woodpeckers dugout, and regretfully for DeVos, here comes Ricky Rivera. Got some good shoes on today. He's got the baby blues on for Father's Day. Ricky Rivera has always got the shoe for the occasion.
Yes, he does.
And he is going to take the baseball from Nolan DeVos, give him a pat on the back of the head. He'll shake at the hands of each one of his infielders. And the Harrisburg, North Carolina native, always a local presence backing him when he steps to the mound in Fayetteville. Going to get a great ovation from this big Sunday afternoon crowd. So DeVos walks off the mound. He won't be eligible for a winning decision today. And it'll be Ian Fago out of the Peckers bullpen to get the final out of the fifth inning. Man at first is Usher. Top of the order looming, Gene Ramirez with the Woodpeckers up big, 6-1. When we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
I ain't finna sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back.
Truth. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 35, Ian Fargo.
Talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted his. Till I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in this building up again.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going in. Control level flow, it's never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh?
With the runner on first base and 2 outs coming to the plate for the Fireflies, the left fielder.
Nolan DeVos goes 4 2/3. His first walk of the day leads to his departure, and Gene Ramirez, top of the order, will greet Ian Fargo. Tries to get the final out, hold this 6-1 lead with a man at first. And a first pitch fastball from Ian Fargo. Misses down and outside at 95 miles an hour. Fargo pitching in his 16th game of the season today. He's 0-2 with an 8.03 ERA. 12 1/3 innings, 19 strikeouts over that stretch. 18 make it, but 19 walks, and now a foul ball smokes the home plate umpire Frank Jones on the ricochet, and that got him square in the mask. As Sandro Gaston is even helping to keep Frank upright right now, and Jennifer Bardalis, the Woodpeckers trainer, will quickly hustle out of the dugout to tend to Frank Jones, and he took that one flush right off the front of the mask.
And credit to those umpires out there braving the heat. And this crew's actually done a pretty good job all series long. Looking at the couple of ejections that took place, and turns out Frank Jones, I think, was right on both of them, in fact, that he got the call right. And, of course, it was the manager, Tony Pena Jr., who got thrown out a couple of nights ago, and Jackson Lofton earlier as well. But We went back and looked, and it appeared both calls were, in fact, right. So they've had a strong series, and hopefully just a couple of moments for Jones and he'll be all right. I hope they're staying hydrated out there, and right on cue, they're getting some water.
You absolutely have to. You can see just the back of Frank Jones's blue polo. There's sweat marks coming out of the back of it where he wears that heavy chest protector, and a couple of cups of water coming out so he can help stabilize himself, rehydrate a little bit, being checked up on still by Jennifer, hardworking athletic trainer for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. And Tyler Hovick there, part of the conversation as well. First look around the Carolina League scoreboard today is the Myrtle Beach Pelicans try and wrap up a South Division title. Jones able to carry on, and he gets applause from the crowd. But the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, they need a win. They need a Columbia loss as well. One of those things at the moment is going their direction. The Pelicans, they like to play a little later on Sundays, and yeah, they start up today at 6:35 p.m. Eastern time. Gene Ramirez now steps back into the left side. Fargo in a 1-1 count against him. 2 outs, man at first, and the pitch is down to the dirt. Ramirez gets ahead 2-1. But if Columbia loses today, the Pelicans will go into that game with a chance to win, knowing if they win, they will be champions, and it's always a little sweeter when you can wrap it up live in the moment and clinch right there on the field.
Absolutely. Down East watched Augusta walk off Carolina to find out that they clinched.
2-1, runner on the move to second, and a swing by Ramirez, fouled backwards. 98 that time on the stadium gun for Ian Fargo, and he's really bringing it home. 2-2. We haven't seen Fargo out on the mound since the opener on Tuesday. That was on the 13th, and he was out there in a brief role just to get a couple of outs, and he did so. Did issue a couple of walks, but got out of the jam, struck out 1 over 2/3 scoreless. Lorenzo Shallow at third, even with two strikes and two outs. Ramirez ready for the pitch. Runner on the move to second, leans forward. Pitch misses low, and the throw sails out of Gastone's hand into center field. Lofton forward to back up the play, but Levi Usher gets to his feet, sprints down to third, and an air by Sandro Gastone brings a possible Columbia run 90 feet away. We've seen Gastone sail a couple of throws during warm-ups today, and now he does so in-game.
He's got a lot of strength in that arm.
No doubt.
The issue for him now is just being able to harness it.
Gene Ramirez now in a full count. Fago delivers, and a bouncer is pulled out to second base. Cruz picks with one hand, short flip over to first, and the inning is over. No damage after the error, and Levi Usher stranded down to third. Ian Fago gets the final out behind DeVos, and the Woodpeckers carry a 6-1 lead into the home fifth. We're halfway home on Father's Day here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
What a man.
Fireflies pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Fireflies, number 25, Samuel Valerio. Leading off.
We begin the bottom of the fifth inning, and there was a miscommunication with Dari Lorenzo down in the on-deck circle. He was waiting to come to the plate while the new right-hander into the game finished his warm-up pitches, and he was assessed a pitch clock violation. So the first pitch home, called the strike, starts the count 0-2, and now the next one, a slider up and in, is a ball, one ball and two strikes on Lorenzo. 6-1 Woodpeckers on top, and a ground ball pulled foul just to the right of the first base bag. It landed fair inside of the chalk right in front of first base, and at the last moment peeled off to the foul side of the bag. And Dari Lorenzo almost had himself another multi-hit game. Three singles yesterday. Today he started with a base hit, a walk, and a run. So another good day for the switch hitter in the middle of the Woodpeckers' order. Here's the 1-2 down to the dirt and spiked for a ball. The new pitcher out there is Samuel Valerio, a 6'4" right-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And off the end of the bat, Lorenzo shoots one foul. More velocity for Valerio. He threw that pitch at 95 miles an hour. Here's the two-strike offering. This is popped up by Dari Lorenzo towards the Woodpeckers broadcast booth and into the stands.
Oh, no. It took out a pretzel.
With mustard or nacho cheese?
There might be cheese, I think, everywhere. A couple of cups.
That's going to stain a shirt. Two balls and two strikes, and the pitch to Dari is wrapping around the back door, a slider for strike three from Samuel Valerio.
So he had two in his hand, actually, on top of chicken tenders. I think he just got back to his seat.
Oh, that's a... Ain't that a buzzkill at the ballpark?
Yeah, just the condiment, though. All the food was intact, okay. Handed out, no issues
all
there.
All right, all right. I think if you go back to the sauce stand, you can replenish. Leo's standing Molina. Swings and misses through the first pitch. And it's nothing and one. The Woodpeckers shortstop and seven hitter. He's driven in a run with a sacrifice fly. That was in the four-run third. And pops the 0-1 up and out of play back of home. So nothing and two on Molina. Roilan Machandy will get a chance in the inning. These 7-8 hitters have found a way to contribute today. Molina and Machandy both with RBIs. The 0-2. And Valerio goes back to the breaking ball. Missed just off the plate away. 1-2. Valerio this season 1-3 with a 5.17 ERA. 14th appearance today, 13th in relief. The pitch. And it's down to the dirt in front of home. 2-2. One spot start for Valerio. He's gone 15 2/3 innings. Allowed 9 earned runs, 12 walks, and 26 strikeouts make it. 27 now with the strikeout looking of Lorenzo. The 2-2. Strikes out. Molina swinging. Fastball at 94, and he blew it right down the middle. So a stabilizing presence out of the Columbia bullpen after the home run allowed by Herrera. Back-to-back strikeouts. The third pitcher already used by Tony Peña Jr. His starter, Mauricio Valiz, went just three innings. Departed after facing nine hitters and allowing those four runs in the third. Herrera for the fourth, and two outs, nobody on here in the fifth for Valerio. Roilan Machandy takes the ball down and outside, 1-0. Machandy lined a single out into left in the second inning, walked in the third. Down to the dirt to the inside. Two balls and no strikes. Nolan DeVos, he went 4 2/3, couldn't get out of the fifth due to pitch count. Ian Fago got the final out. The Fayetteville bullpen has a right-hander loosening out there. Here's the 2-0 pitch. On the ground, out to short. Shuffling to the right is Austin Charles. He fields a firm throw at the shoulders of Salone over to first, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 as Samuel Valerio comes on and does his job, and it looks like it'll be Aleem Bersanta coming out of the bullpen for the Woodpeckers. When we return for the sixth, our score, it's the Woodpeckers 6 and the Fireflies 1.
Fans, it's time for the Segra Stadium Sack Race. Let's take it down to Key West with our racers.
All right, Woodpeckers fans, we are about to do our sack race. I have Lee and I have Michael. They're going to go all the way down to the cone, all the way back. Whoever makes it back first is the winner. You guys ready? All right, let's give them some time. On our mark, get set. Down back. Teamwork makes the dream work. We can make you a star. Girl, we'll take the and Michael! Alright, Michael, look in the camera and give a good big go Pecker.
Go Pecker!
Woo! Thank you guys.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Entering the game for the Woodpeckers, number 39, Aleember Santa. Leading off the top of the sixth inning for the Fireflies, the catcher, number 12, Omar Hernandez.
Alim Bersanta out of the Woodpeckers bullpen. He'll be asked to eat some innings here towards the back end of our ballgame. 6-1 the score in the top of the sixth. Woodpeckers leading. The first pitch out of the right hand of Santa is lined foul into the left field seats by Omar Hernandez. And it is 0-1 on the Columbia catcher batting second. Lisandro Rodriguez, Austin Charles, heart of the order coming up a third time through here against the right-hander from the Dominican Republic, Alim Bersanta. He drops a curveball under the swing of Hernandez, and it is nothing and two. Santa 1-4 with a 5.70 ERA, making his 13th Woodpeckers appearance tonight and sixth out of the bullpen. 42 2/3 innings, 51 strikeouts, 36 walks. Another breaking ball, and this one misses down and away. 1-2 on Hernandez. He dropped a bunt down successfully right along the third base chalk line in the first, and then he tapped out to the pitcher in the third. He's 1-2. Narbe Cruz, the second baseman, towards the middle. The 1-2 pitch scoots him off the plate. 92-mile-per-hour fastball by Limber. 2-2. Santa got the start in the last road trip and also the last game against the Fireflies. He started on Tuesday, and DeVos came in behind him out of the bullpen. First time out of the pen for him since June 1st. Ground ball pulled out towards short. Two-handed by Molina. A step and a throw to first. Nearly pulled below off the bag, but he wrangles it in, and there is one gone. Hernandez retired. He goes to 1-3. And it brings up the left-handed batter in Lisandro Rodriguez.
This is the name of the game, I think, for Alim Bersanta, is just quick, efficient outs. There's been times this year where he's had to work really hard to get those outs and has driven his pitch count up, but he can go the final four innings if he keeps pitching like this.
Third baseman Lorenzo playing shallow in front of the third base bag on the grass. First pitch to Rodriguez is down and outside, and it's ball one. Santa's walk total on Tuesday is what did him in. He only gave up two hits and one earned run, but six walks. That tied a season high, and he struck out seven. And now a line drive on a low pitch, pulled out into right over the leap of Cruz and down for a base hit. Lisandro Rodriguez dug that one out of the dirt. It was a breaking ball well below the strike zone. And pulled it off the end of the bat for his first base hit of the day. Goes to 1-3 and had previously been 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. So he's on, one away. Man at first, and here comes Austin Charles. The Woodpeckers leading 6-1, out hitting the Fireflies 9-4. For Columbia today, it's been all singles for their offense, making up the four hits. Runner on the move right away. High breaking ball, called a strike. Throw down is low and not in time. Rodriguez slides in ahead of the throw. Sandro Gastone, who's overcooked the throw today, out into center field for the lone throwing error of the day for the Woodpeckers. He kind of shorted that one a little bit. Might have overcorrected.
He shorted his first one, too, on the throw down that skipped in a couple of times. So just trying to find that healthy medium. He's got a lot of velo on that throw. Just needs to work on that accuracy.
Charles waves early on a Alim Bersanta curveball weaving to the outside. And it's 0-2. Columbia runners now 3-3 in stolen bases against Gastone behind the plate today. A look down to second. The left leg kick pitch. Curveball bottoms out. Just missed a little low. And perhaps inside as well to the right-handed hitting Charles. Drove in three late yesterday, one today. Only Columbia run coming to the top of the first on his sacrifice fly, made it 1-0 at the time. And the Woodpeckers have gone on to score six unanswered. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Charles strikes out swinging. A lot of off speed for Alim Bersanta in that at bat. And a low outside curveball does the job. Picks up out number two, first strikeout for Santa. Second today for Charles.
The scouting report on Charles has been he has a bit of trouble picking up that slider, and that's exactly what Santa went to. Down and away, sharp movement, really tough to decipher it from his fastball that comes in the mid to high 90s, just well-executed pitch.
High fastball at 93, and Salone late swinging for strike one. The Woodpeckers pitching staff has struck out at least 12 hitters in every game this week. They're at 9 today, trying to go double figures in every game of this series. Alim Bers kick and 0-1. It is popped up out into medium depth right. Cole started back, now drifts in, picks up the pace last second, makes the catch on the move at his shoulder, and the inning is over. Alimber Santa gives out the one-out single, but that is all man stranded, and this 6-1 lead stays intact. Going to the bottom of the sixth, you're tuned in to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com. The MILB First Pitch App, Bally Live, and MILB.TV. Black. I'd surely buy you a
Cadillac. Whatever you need anytime. Hutchins Law Firm has served this community's legal needs for over 42 years and have now expanded to cover the Carolinas. For all of your civil legal needs, Hutchins Law Firm can help. As a dedicated partner of the Woodpeckers over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm High Performance Season Ticket Holder of the Game, Ann Bolton. Congratulations, Ann. You're cool as a fan.
Back on the mound for the Fireflies, Samuel Valerio. Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the catcher, number 47,
We're in the home sixth inning. Sandro Gastone leads it off and cracks the first pitch out into deep center. Eric Pena falling back on it towards the start of the track and makes the catch about 20 feet in front of the wall. Sandro Gastone, he loves to attack that first pitch. Got one elevated in the zone, but just not enough. He'll go to 0-for-3. And back to the top of the Woodpeckers' order. And Zach Cole, who homered in the leadoff at bat of the fourth inning against Eduardo Herrera. Now he faces the right-hander Samuel Valerio. And a 95-mile-per-hour pitch by Cole's swing for strike one. We've run out of fingers to count them. Number 10 for Zach Cole into the rocking porch. And this is off the end of the bat. Slow roller towards second. Rodriguez charges. Gloves underhand flips to first just in time. Zach Cole hustling so hard on every play, whether it's the gapper for a triple, which we've seen this week, or the slow roller to second, which had a chance to be an infield hit. Instead out number two, and Luis Encarnacion coming up. Valerio has really done Columbia a favor here in the fifth and the sixth inning. He's now retired five in a row, done it efficiently. Luis Encarnacion rips the first pitch, and he swings through a low and in fastball. Nothing in one. And Valerio really stabilized things after that rough third for Valiz and the tough fourth for Herrera. And he goes breaking ball, lands it in the zone, strike two. Encarnacion has popped out to right, doubled and singled. Two-hit game for him in the two spot, DHing today. The 0-2 kick and pitch, line drive, pulled to third, over the leap of McNair and up along the left field line. Ramirez cuts it off before the track, and Luis Encarnacion has himself a three-hit game. Still in the sixth inning, should get a chance to come to the plate again. Adds another single to his line, 3-for-4. Sixth inning extends for Ricardo Below.
Second three-hit game of the season now for Luis Encarnacion. And Skipper said it best. Ricky Rivera on Tuesday said, Enca can hit. He certainly has all week long.
Yeah, he can hit. You know, he's the only guy on the team who doesn't wear batting gloves when he goes to the plate. Just a old-school bare knuckler. And has really shown some good timing this week. Below ready. And a breaking ball falls in for strike two. So again, Valerio doing a good job of getting ahead of these Woodpeckers hitters. Has below in the hole. He is looking for a three-hit game potentially. Two for three with a pair of singles, two RBIs and a run. 0-2, Encarnacion going. Broken bat, soft fly, out into short left. It dunks in. Encarnacion continues to motor all the way down to third. And Ricardo Below can join the three-hit party. He is three for four. Infield was vacated off to the left. And he broke the bat with a little flare the opposite way. It'll do the job. Runners in the corners.
Good to see Luis Encarnacion not hesitate the second that ball was hit. Two outs, you're going on contact anyways. He rounded second hard. Ricky Rivera over in the third base coaching box pointing. You got to get to that bag with Ramirez coming up throwing, and his hustle got him in there safely.
Now it's Narbe Cruz trying to bring home a run with two outs. 6-1 the score. Woodpeckers have 11 hits now as the pitch missed up high. Most in a game this series, 14. Most in a game this year, 15. Here's the set in the 1-0. And Cruz takes it down and inside. It's a two ball and no strike count on Narbe. He has a double and scored a run in the four-run third. Was brought in on the sacrifice fly from Jackson Lofton. Big gap on the right side of the diamond. Rodriguez is towards the bag from second. Here's the kick and the 2-0. Cruz nubs it up along the third baseline, and it'll get foul. So 2-1 on Narbe Cruz. 59 hits on the season now. Top five in the league after his double in the third inning. Entering today exactly third behind Basalo of Delmarva, Tim Elko, the league leader with 72. Pitch misses low, and it's 3-1. I don't have any connections within the Chicago White Sox minor league system, but you've got to imagine Tim Elko is going to be moving along soon. Maybe the second half is what they're waiting for. Here's the 3-1, and it's down and inside. Narbe Cruz draws the walk, and the Woodpeckers, with nobody on, two out, have now managed to load the bases. Encarnacion and Below single, and Narbe Cruz walks to set the stage for Jackson Lofton.
Chappie, you're also saying that out of the pure safety of the folks in the kids zone for when the Kannapolis Cannonballers come to town 2 weeks from now. I mean, they were in danger had it not been for that billboard when Elko hit it.
Yep, smoked the billboard on the fly. Jackson Lofton attacks the first pitch with the bases juiced, a high arcing pop fly just out of the infield towards short. Charles waiting for it, and he makes the catch in the shallow left field grass to end the inning. So the Woodpeckers threaten, don't score, leave three, but still lead by five. 6-1 the score as we go to the final third of our ballgame. The seventh inning is next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Take it away, Key West.
Okay, guys, we're about to play a super, super fun game. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? I have Mom, Grady, and Greer up here with me, and this is super special because they're actually in the fifth grade going to the sixth, so they should know a little something. You guys ready? Ready? Let's go. What continent is also a country? Help them out, crowd.
Australia?
She says Australia. They say Australia. Is it Australia? It's Australia. Okay, we got one right. What was the name of the last queen of France? Marie Antoinette. Oh, it's Marie Antoinette, okay. Next. What is the prefix in the word unnecessary?
Un.
Un. Is it un? Un. Okay, way to go, guys. And that is all. You guys look in the camera and give us a big go, Pecker.
Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Olimba Santa. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the Fireflies, the right fielder, number 3.
Top of the seventh inning, the Woodpeckers have led comfortably since their four-run third inning. Roy Air Layton will lead it off in this seventh against Alim Bersanta. Now to take you through the play-by-play once again, let's send it back to Colin.
Thank you, Chappie. Layton 0-for-2 so far, a strikeout and a pop-out. Alim Bersanta starts him off with a fastball in, and Layton jammed, fouls it down the third base side. It was a big four-run third inning that broke it open for Fayetteville, and pitching has done the rest after giving up one in the first. Nolan DeVos goes 4 2/3, just the one run allowed on three hits. Layton grabbing a new piece of lumber, and in the meantime, Sandro Gastone, quick conversation with Santa. Ian Fago got the final out of the fifth inning, and Santa came on, pitched a clean sixth. Layton set to step back in the box. Santa, long pause from the windup, he deals. And Layton fouls it into Gastone's mitt. 0-2, the big league club, the Houston Astros. They are in action once again today to wrap up their series at Minute Maid Park against the Cincinnati Reds. 5-5 the score, top of the sixth inning. 0-2 is laced foul right towards the on-deck circle. Thankfully, unoccupied for Fayetteville with them out in the field. The Reds trying to go for a sweep of the Astros. And rallied for three runs in the sixth inning to pull even. That inning still going on with two down. 0-2. And Layton skies it out to left field. Jogging over Roylon Machandi. He's under it and secures it for the first out. Three in a row set down for Santa. And he will try to hand Eric Pena his third strikeout of the ballgame. He's gone down looking twice, both of which came against the starter, DeVos. His 18th pitch of the outing is a fastball called for strike one. It's a wild play, though, in this Reds-Astros game. Of course, a lot of folks around Major League Baseball and fans of baseball in general know about Ellie De La Cruz making his debut a couple weeks ago for Cincinnati and how electric he is. He's got the bat speed with the exit velo and, of course, the speed with his legs. As there's a ball 1-1 now on Pena. He just beat out a rocket hit to first base and beat Jose Abreu to the bag on that. And it wasn't really much of an indictment to Abreu. Like, he ran as hard as he could from where he was positioned deep behind the bag, and still wasn't enough to get the dive from De La Cruz to beat out the infield single. The big breaking ball from Santa, and it's 1-2.
Yeah, you know, home runs are appealing, but something about just a guy who can blaze around the bases, the speed, the hustle, lightning quickness, that's what makes baseball a lot of fun to watch.
Another curve and down on strikes for the third time goes Eric Pena. Back-to-back breaking balls for Santa, and he picks up his second strikeout of the outing. Fireflies now down to their final seven outs as their hopes for securing a series split beginning to slip away. Brennan McNair steps in, 1-for-2 so far. And Santa's first delivery. This is a bit high. Speaking of the Astros, a big shout out to former Fayetteville Woodpecker Sean Dubin for getting the call to the big league club. One of several that have gotten called up this year, especially pitchers. A half swing and McNair went around on the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Dubin, a 2019 Woodpecker when Fayetteville was with High A. Did not play any games in Corpus, went straight to Sugar Land after that, and finally got the call that all these players in the system have long waited for. 2-1 the count on McNair.
I think the plan is to use Dubin out of the bullpen.
Brennan Bylack, the opposite move, sending him down to AAA Sugar Land in the process. Check swing, McNair couldn't hold up. And Santa, one strike away from setting down five in a row. A lot of Sugarland guys this year have gotten the chance at the big league level with all the injuries. The Houston Astros starting rotation. 2-2. Close slider. Santa doesn't get the call. Fills the count. Saw J.P. France get called up, and he has been sensational since getting the call from Sugarland. Pitched earlier this week, went 6 2/3 innings. He's got an ERA of 3.42 over 8 starts. Payoff pitch, and that dips down and away. So McNair reaches for the second time, draws a walk, the first one issued by Santa. Two-out base runner for Columbia, and that'll bring up the 9-hitter, Levi Usher. Just the second walk issued by Woodpeckers pitching in this ball game. Only two issued on the other side, two for the Fireflies, so a lot of balls in play from both sides. This resulted in 11 Fayetteville hits. Big lead off of first for McNair. He's on the move. Santa with the breaking ball high. No throw down from Gastone. And the Fireflies have their fourth stolen base as a team on this Sunday afternoon.
Good jump. Right pitch to steal on. Breaking ball that just kind of floated its way to the plate. And probably wise for Gastone just to pocket it.
With two away, just trying to focus on the batter, is Santa. And he gets that fastball past the bat of Usher. 1-1. Usher a ground out in the second. He drew a walk in the fifth inning, but was stranded at third. Ian Fago got that final out. Prevent Columbia from picking up a run. The 1-1. Foul tip, glances off the mask of Gastone. He and home plate umpire Frank Jones has been taking a beating back there in this ball game. For McNair, that was his 17th steal of the season. Despite all the stolen bases that Columbia has picked up and how aggressive they are, they don't have a single guy currently in the league's top five. Santa comes set with 6 on the pitch clock. He deals and blows a fastball by him for strike 3. Usher chased the high one in the upper 90s, and that'll be that in the 7th inning. Columbia strands a runner in scoring position. We head to the stretch. Fayetteville 6, the Fireflies 1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
8th inning, last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, it's time for the ERA Struthers 7th inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the Father's Day edition. Sing a little louder. Cracker Jack, so it's Root Packers. Sing it loud. At the old, atta boy, Packers, atta boy. This Fireflies pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Fireflies, number 16, Chaz Martinez. Leading off the bottom of the 7th inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 16, Dory Lorenzo.
A Columbia turns to the bullpen once again to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. Dari Lorenzo, the switch hitter, batting from the right side for the first time today. Swings and misses at strike one. He faces the lefty, Chaz Martinez, 23-year-old out of San Pedro, California. 0-2 the count on Lorenzo. Martinez taken in the 17th round of last year's draft by the Kansas City Royals out of Orange Coast College. Fastball called strike three, and he sets down Lorenzo on three pitches. Second time Dari has gone down on strikes. One away. Neil's Danny Molina comes to the plate. Martinez was actually initially drafted in 2021. He was taken in the 12th round by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Did not sign. As there's a swing and a miss, 0-1. That was actually when he was drafted out of Orange Coast College. This past year when he was drafted was out of the University of Oklahoma. Alma mater of yesterday's starter for Columbia, David Sandlin. Curveball in the dirt, 1-1 on Molina. Numbers on the year for Martinez, 5-4. A 4.02 earned run average. This is his 19th appearance out of the bullpen. Just over 31 innings pitched. Molina sends it in the air, right center field, jogging over. Late in a collision, and that ball drops. Poor communication between Royer Leighton and Eric Pena. And Leo's Danny Molina reaches first base safely. I have to look at the replay and see if that ball was played. It might have just dropped between them. Regardless, what certainly looked like the second out of the inning puts the Fayetteville shortstop aboard with one down and Roylon Machandy at the plate.
Yeah, clearly a miscommunication. Leighton was there to make the catch the longest moment and then peeled out at the very last second thinking Penny was going to grab it. But Leighton was to the spot first. That's a ball he's just got to take control of and make the catch, even if his center fielder's right up on him.
They will give it a single to Molina. So that's a convenient way for him to end up extending his hitting streak. It is up to 9 games. Did have a sacrifice fly earlier, and this pickoff attempt gets away, and Molina will head up to second base. They're going to wave him towards third, but Molina pulls up at the last second, and he will go back. Probably a wise decision. Third base coach Ricky Rivera wanted him to get that extra base, but he was jogging into second, didn't want to get greedy. That will be an error charge to the pitcher, Martinez. So a man in scoring position for Machandy, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a walk. Oh-1, good breaking ball, and Machandy swings over the top of it. Twelve hits now in the game for Fayetteville. Their season high is 15. Came in a home series against the Fredericksburg Nationals back in April. This is low. And that will be ball one on Machandy. Count is 1-2. It's been 2 1/3 scoreless since that solo shot from Zach Cole in the fourth for Columbia pitching. Machandy takes ball two. It's just a rough second, third, and fourth innings for a staff that has been very strong all season long. But once again, the Fayetteville Woodpeckers playing spoiler for a team with first half division title aspirations. Called strike three. Curveball bends right back over the plate, and Machandy goes down looking. Second strikeout for Martinez. Hoped to have been out of the inning with that fly ball that dropped for Molina, but instead Molina stands at second with two down, and here comes El Tanque, Sandro Gaston. 0-for-3 so far, ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout. Gaston backs off of a fastball in. hottest game of the year in downtown Fayetteville with first pitch temperature up to 89. Safe to say this won't last. There will certainly be a hotter one once July and August roll around. Gastone, high pop up right side, and this will land on top of the dugout and hop into the Avex Club. Woodpeckers going back on the road next week. Peter Chapman will have all six of those games on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers radio network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app.
Yeah, look forward to that trip, about 3 hours down the road to Charleston.
Gastone with a line drive out to left. This one sinking on Ramirez, but he comes in to make the catch. That retires the side. So Molina reaches on a fluke single, but he is stranded at second base. Woodpeckers can't add to their 6-1 lead here on Father's Day. We're on to the eighth from Segra Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Hit me with your best shot.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Olimba Santa.
Olimba Santa back to the mound. He will face Columbia leadoff man Gene Ramirez to begin the eighth inning. Woodpeckers trying to secure a series victory in the series finale against these Fireflies. Olimba Santa toes the rubber and take us through the conclusion. Here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
All right, thanks, Colin. Pretty comfortable lead all day long for Fayetteville since their four-run third. First pitch breaking ball into Ramirez. And third baseman Lorenzo will play shallow, defending against that bunt from the lefty. The pitch was out of the zone. It's 1-0. Santa is going to step off. And a pitch clock violation has been called. You can't step off with nobody on base to reset the clock. That's one of the rules with the pitch clock. The time continues to go, and he will be assessed the ball. So 2-0, and Ramirez misses outside. That's a little part of the rule that I've seen a lot of pitchers out there since its implementation kind of have it fall out of mind and forget. Here's the pitch home, and it's down and outside. Four-pitch walk or a three-pitch walk, really, with Ramirez heading down to first base. And Omar Hernandez coming up. You can step off to reset the clock for the runner on base. You can't do it with nobody on base. Omar Hernandez coming up. 6-1 Woodpeckers. And nice to see this ball club winning some games at home. They're six outs away from winning a series, like you said, Colin. And that's a big turnaround after they were swept in their home ballpark during the last homestand against the Pelicans. Ground ball, or line drive rather, over to third, speared by Lorenzo. Ball across the diamond, doubles up Ramirez. And on one pitch, Santa gets out of it. Ripped to third. And right to where Dari Lorenzo is stationed. He was even playing shallow at third, so that ball really gets up on you quick. And with a stab off to his left, Lorenzo completes the play.
We talked about Dari's hitting all week long. His defense has been immaculate as well. He's made so many big-time throws, got the man at the plate a couple of nights ago, and right there, just a perfect recognition, knowing where the runner is on the field, and threw it right back across the diamond to complete the double play.
First pitch, breaking ball, clipped the high outside corner on Lisandro Rodriguez, and it's nothing and one. Rodriguez one for three, singled and stole a base in the sixth. Prior to that, struck out twice against the starter Nolan DeVos, who fanned eight batters today. And another breaking ball. That one looked good. Yep, again on the outside corner. And Rodriguez is down, nothing and two. Rodriguez throwing his hands out to his side. He's disagreeing with the zone right now, but our strike zone tracker up here in the booth had both of those as strikes right on the high outside edge. Rodriguez taking plenty of time to step back in, and the home plate umpire, Frank Jones, telling him to get back in there. Nothing and two. Infield swung around to the right. Here's the two-strike pitch, and a wave and a miss, and a breaking ball down to the dirt. Rodriguez goes down. He has some parting words for Frank Jones, and the inning is over. 1-2-3, thanks to the nice defensive play on the corners. And we're going to the bottom of the eighth with the Woodpeckers up 5-6-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
On Boldwell Banker Advantage.
All right, fans, it's time for the Smithfield Sizzle Cam. Let's get sizzling.
Fans, this Fireflies pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Entering the game for the Fireflies, number 11, Wesley Scott. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the right fielder, number 6, Zach Cole.
6-1, Woodpeckers on top in the home eighth inning. Three outs away from winning this homestand and going into the final stretch of the first half next week on the road with a pretty good-looking record. Zach Cole takes the pitch down and outside for ball one from new right-hander Wesley Scott. Second appearance for this Columbia right-hander on the week. He sidewinds home, and a pitch is fouled back into the screen. 1-1 on Cole. Hit his 10th home run of the year back in the fourth inning. That made it a 6-1 game, and the Woodpeckers haven't scored since. With plenty of space between them and the Fireflies offense that's accounted for just 4 hits today to the Woodpeckers 12. And Cole takes it low, a slider for ball two. Scott 1-1, 1.93 ERA. 12th game today out of the Fireflies pen, 14 innings, 19 strikeouts and 11 walks. His belt tie set, left leg kick and pitch. And Cole lifts it out into straightaway center field. Pena drifts off to his right. This will actually slice a little more towards left center, and Gene Ramirez over to his left-hand side to make the grab one away. So Cole will presumably finish the day 2-for-5. Luis Encarnacion coming to the plate. You have a couple of guys here, Encarnacion and below scheduled, who are working on 3-for-4 days. Chance for 4-hit games is the pitch to Enka, misses low. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Infield, outfield, straight up. Encarnacion lined a single to left his last time. Takes a big swing. Corkscrews himself in the ground and fouls it back. It is 1-1.
Yeah, just 2 4-hit games this season. Both of them actually have come on the road. It was Ricardo Belo in Salem who had a 4-hit game back in his first week with the team. And last week, 4-for-4 performance for Narbe Cruz and Zebulon.
Yeah, that was in the series wrap-up exactly a week ago today. Padded the stats, almost was Carolina League Player of the Week. Encarnacion looks at an inside pitch, and that missed. It's 2-1. Encarnacion with his 3 hits today, picking up his 2nd 3-hit game of the season. 6th multi-hit game, 2-1. And it's rolled foul off the facing of the Columbia dugout. 2 balls and 2 strikes. He's up to season average to 240 with the 3 base hits today. He went deep earlier in the week. He's got a double. Really good series for Luis Encarnacion. 2-2 pitch, and it is fouled back into the netting to keep the count level. He's got a combined 6-for-19. A double earlier in the week as well, so 3 of his 6 hits have gone for extra bases. Nobody on base, 1 out. 6-1 Woodpeckers in the bottom of the 8th inning. And the 2-2 again. And a line drive towards the shortstop, Charles, by his glove and out into left center field. 4-hit game for Luis Encarnacion. What a day. First of his season, 3rd on the year for the Woodpeckers, and 1st right here at Segra Stadium. 13 hits now by the Woodpeckers offense, 1 shy of their Tuesday total, but that was in a 12-inning game. 3 singles and a double for Encarnacion, and now Ricardo Belo will try and mirror the 4-hit performance of Encarnacion. A called strike on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Now, Belo has driven in a couple of runs, did so in that 4-run 3rd inning that's pushed the Woodpeckers well out in front. Middle infield double play depth. Here's the kick in the 0-1, and it misses outside. He also scored in that inning, so has accounted for 3 of the 6 Fayetteville runs. Charles towards 2nd. Rodriguez playing fairly shallow as well. The set by Wesley Scott and his 1-1 bounced out to 2nd. Backing up on it, Rodriguez. He fields underhand, flips to 2nd for 1. Charles whips the throw to 1st for an inning-ending double play. 4-6-3 to close down the 8th. Close down the Woodpeckers today, and they will try for the win and the series victory when we come back. 6-1, top 9 next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Your in-game jersey auction on Thursday. It's not too late to get in on the action. Scan the QR code on the board to bid on our online auction running now until Wednesday. Proceeds benefit the Cape Fear Valley Health Foundation. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Olimber Santa. Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the Fireflies, the shortstop, number 8, Austin Charles.
Down to our final outs on Father's Day, top 9, and the Woodpeckers carrying a 6-1 lead. And Olimber Santa going back out to the mound. Right-hander Austin Charles leads off and fouls the first pitch straight back. Charles came up in a big spot yesterday in the ninth inning with the game tied, 2 on base, and he drove them both home with a double to give the Fireflies a 7-5 lead. But into this afternoon's ninth inning, a bad different story. Nobody on, and game nearly out of reach as a slider is tipped foul. 0-2. Olimber Santa has been pitching since the sixth inning. Put up 3 scoreless innings today, and what you really like about Santa is that he's limited the walks. 2 over 3 innings, but he tied a season high with 6 his last go around on Tuesday here at home. Santa takes a deep breath, winds and fires, and his 0-2 misses down and in. Pitch count's been manageable, only 41 to this stage. Charles, Dionne Salone, Roy Air, Layton, the 4, 5, and 6 to bat here. They've got a combined 0 for 8, these hitters. Charles, with his sack fly in the first, has brought home the only Columbia run, scoreless since the top frame. The pitch, 0-2, hit well, out into deep center. Lofton going back all the way to the track and crashes into the wall while he makes the catch. Just enough room before going into the padding right in front of the rocking porch. Jackson Lofton gave the wall a quick peek, knew there was going to be contact and made the catch and slightly braced himself with his forearms as he went into the wall. He's all right. He'll go back to center field and takes extra bases away from Austin Charles. Really good swings, though, that Austin Charles has put on the ball over the last couple of nights. And I think a weekend to build on if you're the young 19-year-old who's getting his first taste of full-season pro baseball. Now Dionne Salone taking the first pitch high and in for ball one. Again, with the Woodpeckers win today, a Columbia loss. Myrtle Beach just needs to win tonight. They play at 6:35 out in Myrtle. And they will be crowned South Division champions, and we'll be all wrapped up before the road trip in terms of playoff spots for the first half. Down east in the north, and right now trending towards Myrtle Beach in the south. Strike delivered on an off-speed by Santa. Now the look into Gastone and the 1-1 pitch coming home. Salone takes it low. 2 balls and 1 strike around the league today. The Fred Nats and Pelicans played 6:35. Charleston and Lynchburg have gone final. The River Dogs lose 3-2. They'll be 25-38 when the Woodpeckers see them at the Joe on Tuesday night. The 1-1 is called a strike. Change up right on the outside edge. And rather, that was a 2-1 pitch. Level count now 2-2. Kannapolis beats down east 7-3. Carolina and Augusta are tied. Good game in North Augusta, 8-8, 15 hits for the Mudcats, 11 for the Green Jackets. 2-2 the count. Nobody on base, 1 gone in the top of the ninth inning. Santa's wind and offer. Fouled between the feet of Salone. Count stays 2-2. And Delmarva currently leads Salem 4-3 in the bottom of the fifth inning. That game is up in Salem, Virginia. And the Red Sox are trying to close out the first half with a 500 record. They're 29-32. The 2-2 pitch coming. Off the end of the bat and a roller that trickles foul over to first. Stays 2-2 on Dionne Salone. An 0-for-3 day. A strikeout, a foul out to the catcher, and a fly out to right field in the sixth inning. Astros affiliate system, the Tourists are trailing today, 6-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Santa looking for that third strike. Offers up another 2-2. And a slider misses down and away. They check the swing, appeal up the first baseline. He did not go, says Tyler Hovick. Full count, 3-2. Another 12 strikeout day for Fayetteville pitching. 8 from Nolan DeVos, 4 from Alimber Santa. 12 strikeouts at least in every game this week for the Woodpeckers pitching staff. Top strikeout getters in all the Carolina League. 3-2 payoff. Popped up behind home and out of play it goes. It's a long battle being worked here by Diomi Salone. The next pitch will be number 9 of the at-bat. Today for the Asheville Tourists, pair of RBIs for Logan Cerny. Jacob Melton hit a triple and a double. He's had a great day at the plate. One of the top outfield prospects for the Astros. 2-for-4 day. 3-2 again. Fouled off the inside of Salone's foot. 10 pitches now. And Alimber Santa even cracks a light smile as he gets a new baseball back. And he's in the thick of it right now with Diomi Salone, the 5-hitter and Columbia first baseman, trying to get on base for Royer Layton waiting on deck. Here's the payoff. Pitch number 10. It is called strike 3 at the top of the zone. Alimber Santa floated a breaking ball in there. The curveball gets him looking. Strike 3, number 5 for Alimber Santa. And Columbia down to their final out of this series. Make sure to stick around following the conclusion of today's ball game. We will have Colin Casey waiting by down at field level to talk to our player of the game. And we'll also have some info for you as we get ready to go to Charleston on Tuesday. Get you set for that series. First pitch sailed up and in. Almost over the head of Royer Layton. Sent him falling to the ground, and it's 1-0. On the mound today for the Asheville Tourists, former Woodpecker Alex Santos got the ball. He gave up 2 earned over 3 2/3, walked 6. And A.J. Bluebaugh has since gone 4 innings out of the bullpen, allowing 3 earned runs. 1-0, and Layton swings, fouls it back. 1-1 the count. In double-A quickly, the Corpus Christi Hooks also trail by a run. 5-4 to the Arkansas Travelers in the top of the 7th inning. Santa gets the sign, new baseball is well in hand. Here's his wind kick in 1-1. A fly ball pulled out into left field. This should do it. Machandi stepping back towards the warning track. He's camped, he's got it, and this ball game is over. It is a win on Father's Day for the Woodpeckers. 6-1 the final, and with a Sunday afternoon victory, they have taken this home series. 4-2 over one of the top teams in the South Division, back in the win column. And they will go to Charleston, creeping closer and closer to the 500 mark. It was a big 4-run third inning that put the Woodpeckers in front comfortably for the rest of the afternoon. After 1-run cross for Columbia at the top of the first, it was all Woodpeckers the rest of the way. 6 unanswered runs to go on and win today, 6-1. Their second highest hit total of the week as well. 13 total base hits, including 3 from Ricardo Below and the first 4-hit game of the season for Luis Encarnacion. Encarnacion is our player of the game. And Colin Casey will be trying to grab him down at field level to have a conversation and grab John Garcia as well to help translate for Luis Encarnacion. Zach Cole amongst the offensive providers today as well. A solo home run in the 4th inning that goes as his team-leading 10th of the year. Cole finishing 2-for-5 today, scoring a couple of runs, driving in one. You have Narbe Cruz, who doubled, scored. Jackson Lofton and Leo Stanny Molina also driving in runs on sacrifice flies. Altogether, a very well-rounded effort for the Woodpeckers on the mound as well. Alimber Santa is going to come away with the win today. He throws 55 pitches, drops his season ERA to 5.21. And for Nolan DeVos today, he fell just 1 out shy, ultimately, of a winning decision, going 4 2/3 innings with 3 hits, 1 earned run allowed, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Still awaiting Colin Casey to grab our player of the game, Luis Encarnacion, and looks like he will be with Brian Perez as well. Brian Perez also bilingual, and he will translate down there for Luis Encarnacion. Again, a four-hit game today, and now we'll send it down to field level with Colin.
While I'm slipping on this gin, Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there.
And now we throw down to Colin Casey.
Well, it's a Father's Day victory for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They take home the series against Columbia Fireflies. 6-1 the final today here with Luis Encarnacion. Just the third four-hit game of the season by a Fayetteville Woodpecker. Luis, you're seeing the ball really well today. What was going right for you at the plate?
Pues él te está preguntando que cómo tú te sentiste en el plato y cuál es tu forma de cómo jugaste.
Lo primeramente le doy gracias a Dios, después a Reynoso, que día por día trata de ayudarme aportando algo hacia mí. Y nada, seguir haciendo lo que estoy haciendo.
He said, thank to God, thank to Reynoso's advice. He's doing everything he can to do well in the plate.
It was another packed crowd here at Segro. What's it been like playing in front of such a big crowd over the last couple of nights?
Él está preguntando, o sea, ¿cómo te sintiste con mucha gente viéndote jugar?
Nada, eso es algo bien, porque es algo nunca vivido, ya que vengo de jugar a la rookie, donde ahí no ven los juegos, y estar aquí es un orgullo para mí.
So he's saying that coming from...
Well, try that again, Brian.
He's saying that coming from the rookie ball level, coming in here and seeing the fans, it's a big difference. So he's very grateful for this opportunity.
Well, Enka's a man of the people. Four hits today. He helps bring home a Fayetteville Woodpeckers victory. Luis, appreciate the time and congrats on the victory. Go enjoy it. Disfruta la victoria.
Thank you.
Back to you up in the booth, Chappie.
All right, thank you very much, Colin. Welcome back up to the broadcast booth, everybody. And again, congratulations to Luis Encarnacion. Four-hit game tonight, our player of the game. But contributions all across this lineup card when you look through it today for the Woodpeckers. Their offense puts up 13 hits, their second highest hit total this week. They had 14 in a game earlier in the week, but that was in a 12-inning game. So when it comes to offensive efficiency, today almost their best of the week. Zach Cole hitting his 10th home run of the year on that solo home run in the fourth inning. He's the first Woodpecker to touch the 10 home run mark this season. So congratulations to Zach Cole, who continues his lead atop the Woodpeckers. And right up near the top of the Carolina League home run race, Encarnacion with a four-hit game. Ricardo Below contributed to 3 of 6 runs in this one, going 3 for 5. Bay Cruz with a double and a run scored. Jackson Lofton, Leo Stanley Molina each contributing RBIs on sacrifice flies as well. The pitching staff was consistent all week. That story has stayed true no matter who the Woodpeckers have put out there on the mound. To date, Nolan DeVos fell just one out shy of recording the winning decision after his offense gave him the lead with that 4-run third inning. But he strikes out a total of 8 hitters today, and Elimber Santa followed it up with 5 of his own, 13 strikeouts. The Woodpeckers pitching staff in every game this week struck out at least 12 Columbia hitters. Just a dominating stretch, one of the biggest strikeout series for Fayetteville pitching, not just this year, but looking back all the way to 2019, one of the best strikeout series for a pitching staff in Woodpeckers history that you got to witness this week at home. So the Woodpeckers win the series today. They take 4 games of 6, and now the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, all they have to do today at 6:35, first pitch in Myrtle, is win tonight, and they will be crowned as South Division champions, joining the Down East Wood Ducks as the other team who has punched a ticket to the Carolina League playoff in September. A new half begins for the Woodpeckers next Friday out in Charleston. First three games to play against the River Dogs before the first half concludes Tuesday through Thursday. And our broadcast will be on the road for you. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB First Pitch app in your Google Play or App Store. You can download it and follow the radio feed as we go on the road Tuesday for a 7 o'clock first pitch. Starting pitchers not decided just yet for that one, but make sure you go to FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com or tune into our social media platforms for all the updated lineup information, starting pitching information, game time information, and broadcast links. It's been a great day with you out at Segra Stadium, everybody. Another great happy Father's Day to all the dads joining us out at the ballpark today. Happy Father's Day to my dad and a couple of grandfathers out in California. Thanks for tuning in our broadcast today, everybody. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks from now. So long from the booth. The Woodpeckers win it today convincingly, 6-1, the final score.